Let's now refine this program a bit. Wouldn't it be nice if there were a function called, say, isLower that could return true or false based on whether a given character is lowercase? Wouldn't it be even nicer if there were a function called toUpper that could convert a lowercase letter to uppercase? Well, it turns out that both functions exist, and they're declared in a file called ctype.h. So let's add that file to my includes. Include ctype.h. And now let's utilize both of those functions, replacing first my if condition as follows. If is lower s bracket I, thereby returning true or false if the ith character in s is a lowercase letter. And let's now replace my arithmetic expression here with simply toUpper of s bracket I, thereby returning the uppercase equivalent of the ith character in s if it's lowercase. I'm going to leave my else block alone because if the letter is not lowercase, I still want to print it out unchanged. And let's now compile this program. Make capitalize 1. Let's now run the program with capitalize 1. And let's now type a word like hello in all lowercase. H-E-L-L-O, enter, and it indeed prints in all uppercase. Let's try one more scenario, though, this time inputting my own name with the first letter D capitalized already, just in case I messed something up in my own code with the capitalization of that char. Enter, but no, David in all caps prints this time as expected.